In Computer News this week, why can't we vote online? Think about everything we do online now, our banking, accessing our checking and savings accounts and paying bills, our purchasing, buying virtually anything we want online, and charging it online to our credit cards, using passwords and security encryption, and feeling safe about doing these activities, but we can't vote online. Why? A recent CNN story discusses how Canada has experimented with online voting since 2003. Canada has been near the forefront, and all 80 Canadian cities and towns have experimented with internet voting in municipal elections. The town of Markham, population 250,000, in Ontario, has offered online ballots in local elections since 2003. An independent report by the digital strategy firm Delvinia showed that early voting increased 300% the first year internet voting was allowed. 25% of the people who voted online in 2003 said that they didn't vote in the prior local election, and overall turnout rose nearly 10%. Not only is Markham a perfect example of how internet voting is being successfully implemented in a binding election, with other municipalities following suit, Canada is becoming a global leader in the implementation of internet voting. But the article also points out that computer security experts here in America have vetoed the idea, calling it a recipe for chaos, citing critics, many of them in the cybersecurity world, arguing that letting people cast votes from their home computer is a recipe for disaster. "My position hasn't changed over the years," said Avi Rubin, a professor of computer science at Johns Hopkins University who specializes in computer security, which is that online voting is a very unsafe idea and a very bad idea, and something I think no technological breakthrough I can see can ever change. Rubin said that in addition to politically motivated reasons for attempting to corrupt online votes, many hackers with no real political agenda could still see the challenge of tinkering with an election too attractive to pass up. But is this just the paranoid view of the supposed people in the know? And does it overlook the fact that many people don't have much confidence in our present traditional systems of paper ballots or voting machine results? The accuracy and fairness of our elections have been contested for decades, from even before Kennedy winning Illinois back in the 60s thanks to the Mayer Daily voting machine, to Bush winning Florida, governed by his brother, several years ago. To get some perspective on voting fraud, you might want to watch the documentary Stealing America, the movie, which you can view online on their website or on YouTube. Then you can get another perspective by watching the documentary Hacking Democracy on YouTube. But after watching these, you may wonder if any kind of a voting system is foolproof, and that's a very scary thought in a democracy. For Rob Bites, this is Frank Delaney.